Welcome to the 13 Skulls, a journey into a world that is just beyond our comprehension, the world of the paranormal.
Welcome to the 13 Skulls Podcast, episode number 20. Today we're going to take a look at the Sedlick Ossuary, a UFO monitoring the space shuttle, some listener EVPs and emails, an alien abduction caught on film, and one of my favorite topics, zombies. So stay tuned, we got a lot coming to you in this 20th episode of the 13 Skulls Podcast. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me today. We got a lot of really good stuff to cover, so let's get right into it. Let's go ahead and get the formality stuff buried in the dirt and out of the way. If you want to give the show a call, the phone numbers are 206-338-2205 or here locally in the DFW area, but again, not localized to the DFW area. If you want to call this number, you can. It's 817-986-0019. Or if you feel like emailing me, send me your audio. You want to record something and send it to me? Go ahead, I'll throw it into the show. The email is the13skulls@gmail.com, and if you want to, you know, write it out, do whatever, just send comments, feedback, any kind, go right ahead. I'd love to hear about this stuff. If you want, I'd love to see you guys sound the Frapper map, because I love to know where people are listening from. We got about 440 some people on there right now, so go ahead and do that. I'd love to know where people are listening from. If you want, give me a review, give the show a review in iTunes. I'd love to see that. We got, you know, quite a few in there already, and thanks to those people who already have done that. I really do appreciate that. And if you want, I would really appreciate it. Go to Podcast Alley and give me a vote on there, and bring me up in the rankings. And thanks again to the people that have already done that. And there's links to all this stuff on the left sidebar of the13skulls.com. And if you want, visit the forum, the13skullspodcast.ning.com. There's a lot of good stuff on there. Thanks to First Show for putting all that stuff on there. If you want, go ahead and do all that. I'd really appreciate it. I'll shut up now, and we'll get on with the show.
$1,000 was...
All right. Well, the first thing that I wanted to get into were a couple of listener emails, and the first one is a personal experience that was shared by our forum moderator, Furcho, at the 13skullspodcast.ning.com. And he says, while I'm doing an internship in a hospital in the state of a city about an hour away from Guadalajara, Mexico, it was a very calm night, only a couple of stable patients in the ER, and I was hanging out with a couple of nurses in the hallway. Only the nurses, the patients, a family member of one of the patients, and myself were there at the time. The doctor was in charge, he was nowhere to be found. I think he was sleeping. Anyways, I look over because I was about to check on my patients when I see this nurse just walk towards one of the examination rooms. She went into the examination room and never came out. There's a big window facing the entrance of this room, and I was right in front of it, so I knew that no one had come out. I went over to check on the patients, and lucky me, the family member was awake. This was about 4 a.m. So I go over and ask her if anyone else was in there with them, and she said no. I go over to the examination room, and no one was there. It didn't freak me out, though. Just thought an extra person was with us, even though she wasn't there physically. The next one was kind of bizarre. Couldn't have been me dreaming or in the state between sleeping and waking up. Again in the hospital this time, dead calm, so I was able to get a bit of shut-eye. I was in the intern's room when I feel someone staring at me, so I get up, rub my eyes, and look over to the silhouette that was staring at me. Thinking it was one of the nurses in need of my assistance, I walk over, and there's nothing there. And the next one, this one's after my internship in Mexico. We do one full year of social service in a rural clinic, 7 days a week, 335 days a year, 24 hours a day. Most of us live in the clinic. And this was between 2006 and 2007. So I was with the patient. She was about to leave. I had just given her prescription. She was done with the explanation. So we were just chatting. It was a free clinic. We got paid by the government some $110 worth a month. All expenses paid for. When I see this old man float out, no noise, no greeting. Hell, he never came into the clinic. So I run outside some 10 seconds later, and there's no one there. Just a long street, some 65 years old, really thin, not very fast moving. He just disappeared into thin air, and it freaked me out. The next short one, in this clinic from time to time, I would see shadows crossing the waiting room, either into the examination room or to the patient's room. There was this one time where the neighbors invited me over to a birthday party of one of their granddaughters. So I was chatting with the family when I see this shadow float into the examination room, so I go over to see if a patient needed me and no one was there. I was looking over to the clinic for just that eventuality, and no one came in. There are no back doors, no big windows to climb through, just the front door. And the last one for now, I was sleeping, and I had been having bad feelings all day, when this horrible vacuum-sounding noise woke me up. Fully awake, I go into the bathroom to do my thing and go back to bed, but felt terrified, like someone was watching me. I was afraid to go back to sleep. Then, some 2 hours later, that feeling stopped. At least, it felt like 2 hours. I couldn't sleep that night. I felt like someone standing in the roof of the clinic. Didn't go out, though. So this last one, I was laying awake in the clinic again. When I feel someone climb up the bed beside me. I was paralyzed and heard my name being whispered to my ear in a low male voice and a hand on my shoulder. So, somehow I mustered up the strength to ask it what it wanted and to go away and leave me alone. At least that never happened again. I always locked myself in the clinic at night and had some bad experiences with drunks that tried to hurt me, and if I ever defended myself, they would just blame me. And that's my paranormal experiences for now. I got plenty more, but only if people comment. I want to read more. So if you guys have any comments on the experiences that Furcho explained, please do send them in. I'm sure he would love, and I would love to hear your comments on his experiences. Or if any of you out there actually have experiences like Furcho had, please send him in. I would love to see him. Now, Furcho did send some pictures of this clinic and where he was, and I'll post those for you guys to go see. And it looks like a beautiful place. I mean, you got the mountains in the background and just lush green. It looks really pretty. It looks like a beautiful place. I'd love to go visit there one day. But I'll post those pictures up, and thanks again, Furcho, for not only just sending in your personal experience and letting me share it with everyone else, but for all the work that you do in the forum, man. It really is greatly appreciated, and it's just something that is hard for me to do. It's hard for me to keep up with all the stuff that goes on in the forum. So thanks again, Furcho, man. I really do appreciate it. And if any of you other guys have anything to send in, please do. I'd love to hear about it.
Are you looking for a new podcast to listen to?
one that covers all topics of the entertainment industry, look no further than Doomcast. Doomcast covers a wide variety of entertainment topics, including video games, movies, television, and even other podcasts. For more information, please visit the official Doomcast website at www.doomcastonline.com.
All right, now the next email that I got was from Lily Mama, and most of you know Lily Mama by now. She's quite a frequent caller and emailer in of the show, and Lily Mama, I really do appreciate you sending this email in. And now she's sent in quite a long email, so I don't think I'm going to have time to go through it all. But basically, Lily Mama says, I sincerely appreciate your information overload on Shadow People in the episode The Bindings of Reality, and for sharing a personal experience you had with all of us. It's still amazing to me the various types of them, the Shadow People, that are out there, and how different each experience is for what I label the victims. I use this label in reference to those who are experiencing the phenomenon, because I will never feel that these things have a positive agenda. I read everything you posted in the links about Shadow People. It gave me many answers and, of course, posed many more questions. The Shadow People with the cat made me tear up with just with fear just imagining it. As for the wiki statement of how they appear in one peripheral vision, which is, if you go back to that episode, you'll see where I posted, you know, some stuff on Shadow People. So go back to that and be able to reference it there. It says, in three of four of my personal experiences, I could see them head on right in front of me and not to my peripheral vision. It's as though they wanted me to see them and got off of with me being scared out of my wits. They never disappeared when they felt I noticed them. They only disappeared when I commanded them to leave. It makes me wonder how long they stayed in. Would have stayed and tormented me if I didn't tell them to go. Were they trying to scare me to death? I shudder to think. I will agree and disagree with some of the following statements that the wiki has. According to my experiences, none of them seem to be wearing clothes. Three of the four seem to have a Spider-Man-like figure, but with pointy, Spock-like ears, and none of them wore hats. The man-like figures all had bald-shaped heads. The woman-shaped one that I experienced did have long hair, though. I do agree with the reported feeling of being menaced, of impending dread, and of being attacked. They weren't there to wish me anything but ill feelings. They never spoke to me and never seemed to try to convey any message except the feeling of utter fear, dread, and horror. I'll also agree with how they said they showed no discernible mouths or facial features, which I've experienced, and they don't, at least from the ones that I've seen. She goes on to say, I knew it was a shadow person because of the immediate sleep paralysis, the horrible fear and ability to only move my eyes. I knew I wasn't dreaming, and I knew that this thing standing in my doorway was there to torment me with fear. What I'm grateful for is the immediate recognition of a weapon it did not know I had. As I laid on my side staring in the mirror at this thing, I knew I only had one weapon, which was prayer. Immediately prayed for God's help and followed with a command for it to go away in Jesus' name. Immediately, the feelings of fear began to subside, and I fell into the most peaceful sleep. Now, people can say it was a lucid dream. You can say it was a nightmare. But until you experience the horror of sleep paralysis, until you see what is about to attack you for whatever reason, you might not ever believe. And that's okay. To my knowledge, I've never experienced a UFO or alien encounter, but I do not allow myself to say that they don't exist. That's why it is all paranormal. Am I asking for sympathy? Heck no. I have God to ask for my help and sympathy if I need it. The difference is I get protection from Him. And please don't think I'm preaching or thumbing a Bible at anyone. As I stated for the first day I left an email with you, I merely look for answers to questions as many of us all have over the world. And until the veil is lifted, or until I pass to the other side, my hunger for this knowledge will never cease. And mine will never either. It's one of those things where I don't know if we'll ever truly get any real answers to this stuff. How crazy is it that when, at least according to what we think, when you die, you move on. I don't know. Will you get the answers when you die? I know some people have said their beliefs that you do, that God will answer any question that you have when you die, or answer all questions that you've ever had. But I don't know. It's really crazy. I hope that one day we can, you know, begin to get some answers here. Lily Mama goes on to say, you know, that how lucky she is to have had the chance to say goodbye to her mother. And it truly was a gift. It really, truly was. But for any of those who remember, that episode. Anyway, she attached some creepy pics, and some of them really are pretty wild. And I mean, one picture is from 1916. You know, I know they have the era of time where they had the morbid photographs, but some of these are really crazy pictures. I mean, there's one where there's a picture of a guy floating in the background of a picture of some kids that doesn't have any legs. And I mean, it's some of these are really, 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 really creepy. So anyway, I'll post these pictures up too. There's going to be a lot of pictures in this episode, but I'll post these pictures up too, and you guys can go take a look at them. And thank you again to Lily Mama and to Furcho for sharing your experiences. It takes a lot of willpower to type all that out, and a lot of mental strength to relive it whenever you do explain it. But anyway, I really appreciate you guys sending those out. Now, the next thing that I have is an email that I got from Scott. And Scott sent in some more EVPs. Now, I know from the last episode you guys heard, there were he had sent in, and he sent in just a ton more. And thank you so much, Scott. I really do appreciate you sending those in. Now, I want to play just a couple of these for you. I'll post them all so you guys can download them, evaluate them, do whatever you can with them to see if you can figure out what they are. Scott's email said, my wife and I did a paranormal investigation about 3 weeks ago here in town, which is local here into the DFW area, not expecting to get much of anything, but we were surprised. We spent about an hour and a half there with nothing happening, and we just about fell asleep. But the next day, I went over everything, and we found many EVPs that are beyond our description. You'll have to hear these for yourself to know what I mean. I'm sorry I can't say what the place is, due to their agreement with them, which is completely understandable. You have to keep that stuff private, confidentiality. It's a business, and you'll understand, which, you know, I mean, you can't really, you know, throw out stuff like that without their permission. Anyway, he says, we were there from about 11 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. We had five cameras and three audio recorders going. Nothing on video at all, but the recorders picked up a lot. Keep in mind that it's only my wife and I in this place. Now, I want you guys to take these EVPs and play them, evaluate them, manipulate them, do whatever you need to do to them, and see what you come up with. Now, this first one that I'm going to play, I'm not going to preempt this with any type of what you think it says, but I'm going to go ahead and play it, and then we'll say what Scott says he thinks it says. So here's the first one. All right, now I'm going to play the shortened version of this one real quick, because in that one you can hear his wife asking a question, and then there's a pause, and you can hear the whatever it is that they're saying. Let me play the shortened version of that for you real quick. I don't know what you guys are thinking that it says, but according to Scott, he says it says he's in the dirt. Now let's play that one more time. He's in the dirt. Now, like I said, I want you guys to go take a listen to these. I want you to download them. I want you to see what you can come up with. Now, I'm going to play this one too, and I want you to take a listen to it and let me know what you think. Now, that one's a soft female voice, and take a closer listen to it. Now, from what Scott says, that one says, come here. Now, it sounds like a faint female's voice or a child's voice. But anyway, now take a listen to this one, too. All right, now, I want to play this one for you one more time, and let me know what you think it says. Now, from what Scott says, it says, get out. And it does sound like get out. So, anyway, some good EVP, Scott, and there's probably a good 15 more there for you guys to take a listen to. There's just a whole bunch of them. Now, Scott, thank you so much, dude, for sending those in. So it's good to hear that somebody's actually you know, getting some really good EVPs. Now, there's a whole bunch here. So go take a listen to them. Like I said, I'll post them all up for you guys to listen to them. So now I'd play more of them, but there's just a ton of them here. It'd be a whole show's worth of EVPs. But again, like I said, I'll post them all so you guys can download them and listen to them for yourself. Now, this next one I want to play for you. This will be the last one for now, but this is the next one that I want to play for you. Now, take a listen to it. It's real light. It's a whisper. Now, Scott, from what I understand, says we're going to be going in a few minutes. Like they're telling the whatever's there that they're going to be leaving in just a few minutes.
We'll be going in a few minutes.
Now, that's just creepy. I'm getting goosebumps listening to it right now. Let's do it one more time.
We'll be going in a few minutes.
That's just creepy, man. That really is. That is awesome. I love to hear that stuff. It's a good EVP. You can hear that one really, really, really good. So let's take a listen to that one more time.
We'll be going in a few minutes.
That's just creepy. Anyway, so like I said, that's the quality of the EVPs that he's been getting. And Scott, thank you again, man, for sending those in. So anyway, like I said, I'll post those up. I won't be like a broken record here and tell you guys 15 million times that, you know, what I'm going to do with them. Anyway, I'll post them up. You guys take a listen to them and please do evaluate them. I'd love to hear what your conclusions to them are. All right, now this next thing that I want to talk about is actually a YouTube video of a supposed alien abduction, and I'll post the video. I'll embed it onto the 13skulls.com so you can watch it from there, or you can, you know, go follow the link that I'll post and you can watch it on YouTube yourself. But basically, this video, it's really quite interesting. It's a little over 4 minutes long. Supposedly, these people get abducted by aliens. That it is, well, you'll just have to watch it for yourself. It says, family encounters aliens during a birthday party. Aliens land in the wood behind their house. Two guys go out to check on a crashed plane. Turns out to be an alien spaceship with little guys standing outside of it. They do go out to check it out. And you can see what looks like these little grays standing out there, you know, in front of their ship. Now, the ship's really hard to see because this is at night, and it looks like all they have are, you know, some flashlights. But there is some light being emanated from this vessel, this spacecraft, if you want to call it that. But basically, these people, they get scared and run off after seeing them because they say that the little aliens are looking at them. And the next thing you know, these people are inside their house with like shotguns, and they think the aliens are coming to get them. Then the next thing you know, the video, the camera's sitting somewhere, and you see these aliens walking through the house. Then the next thing you know, this guy's carrying an alien, which he supposedly killed. It's a good video. It really is. It's interesting. I don't really know what to think of it, really. It's quite interesting. I mean, I'm a little skeptical, I have to say. I really am a little skeptical. But at the same time, there's a guy who says that one of the eyes, if you look at one of the frames of the video, one of the eyes is sunken in, like, you know, that's what happens whenever, you know, an alien dies, the eyes kind of sink in. Well, that's what this guy says. Anyway, like I said, I'll post a link up to it. I'll embed the video on the 13skulls.com. You guys go take a look at it. It's a pretty good video. You know, if it is an abduction, then it's an interesting video that it actually got on film. But you guys go take a look at it. Let me know what you think. We'll be right back. Now, this next video is courtesy of examiner.com. And it's supposedly a UFO that is monitoring the space shuttle, and the space shuttle Endeavour to be exact. And it says the space shuttle Endeavour undocked from an international space station this morning. Now, this article was posted on November 28th, so it's a little bit old, but it's still an interesting video that I wanted to share with you guys. And it says that it undocked from the Endeavour, undocked from the space station after a highly successful mission, and they've already landed in Florida. It says, for decades, UFO enthusiasts have debated the presence of UFOs during space missions, and the STS-126 flight is no exception. This video alleges that UFOs watched Endeavour during its docking with the space station on November 16th. Take a look and see if you think this video shows a UFO. Now, go ahead, take a look at it. And it, like I said, I'll post a, and it is a YouTube video, but it's courtesy of examiner.com. It's on their site. I'll post a video. I'll post a link to it so you guys can, you know, go take a look at it. Now, the video, it's that typical space video where you can see the, you know, parts of the spacecraft, you know, the Endeavour, the space station, and it's just solid black in the background, so you can tell that, you know, it's supposedly in space. Now, I can't ever say that these videos are really in space because, you know, I mean, you never know these days what's been hoaxed. But anyway, it's a good video because you can see this little white light in the background that's kind of almost looks like it could be observing what they're doing. And if it is a spacecraft, then it's obviously got to be fairly far away. But it's interesting. You guys, like I said, go take a look at it and draw the conclusions for yourself. It's kind of hard to say what it is. I mean, for all I know, it could be a bit of space debris. Could be another satellite. It could be anything. It could, I mean, because the video itself doesn't give you any real good detail as to what it really is. But it is, well, I mean, it's unidentified. It's obviously an object. And I can't really say it's flying, but it is, it's not attached to the Earth, so it's not standing still on the ground. But anyway, I thought it was a great video. Like I said, it's kind of hard to tell what it is, but it very well could be a UFO. All right, well, the next article that I wanted to talk about is courtesy of naturalplane.blogspot.com. And as all of you know, I love this site. They always have such interesting stuff on here. Now, I was searching through there the other day, and I came across this article entitled Strange Flying Creature Photographed at Mocachin in Argentina at their airport. Now, pardon me if I completely mispronounced that, but it's an interesting picture, although I don't really know what it could be. I don't know if you guys remember a while back in the beginning of the show, not in the beginning of this show, but in the beginning of the time the show's been around, I posted some pictures of what was supposedly a mummified fairy. It almost kind of resembles that, but fuzzy. It also looks like it could just be a wasp. I don't know if you guys know, you know, a wasp, it's a bee. Anyway, the picture you can tell is at an airport. You can see the front end of a plane. You can see the wing. You can see the side of a plane in the background. And there's this kind of rusty orange colored thing in the middle of the picture. And it's kind of fuzzy, but you can tell it looks like it has a torso. It looks like it has a head. And it looks like it has two long spindly legs and two long arms that are expanded out to the side, to each side. But at the same time, it almost looks like a wasp, because I don't know if you guys have ever seen a wasp, but a wasp has long legs, you know, they kind of dangle down, and they have these long wings, and they almost kind of look like this, but at the same time, it does kind of resemble that that fairy from way back in the beginning of the show. Anyway, it says the Center for UFO Studies, or CEUFO, of Argentina received an email from a photographer, Fabian Romano, that claimed to have captured a strange being on his camera while taking some shots around the Mocachin airport. I may be completely mispronouncing that. If I am, somebody please correct me on that. It says the image submitted is said to have been taken in midday with a Minolta digital camera using a lens of 135 millimeters and a manual speed of 1/1000. The CEUFO CEUFO analyzed the image and declared it to be that of a flying entity. They also said that the image was high strangeness. They came to the CEUFO organization came to the conclusion after submitting the photograph to rigorous testing. They also submitted the image to various centers around the globe for further examination. The curator of the provincial museum, Gustavo Siegenthal, said that the image was very strange indeed, and went on to even claim that this could be a mammal, carnivore, and with wings. Obviously, an unknown species. Now, to me, it looks like a wasp, but it could be anything. Could be a fairy, for all I know. I have no idea. It says, according to the CEUFO, the image was then submitted to the Special Criminal Division of La Pampa. The division, using high-tech equipment that is usually used for criminal cases, said that you can see eye sockets, a beak, and the object could be 80 centimeters long, which is actually fairly good size, taking in reference to the airplane's propeller in the background. The CEUFO also said that this was not the only reported sighting of the creature. There has been other situations where people have seen strange creatures in or around the airport, and further investigations are pending. Now, again, like I said, as always, I'll post a link up to this. You guys go take a look at it and let me know what you think, because this is quite a weird little creature, if anything. And I can see where they say that it looks like it could be a beak, but given the fact that the little creature is fuzzy, it could just be a distortion of the photograph itself, of how the picture was taken, the way that it was setting for just that moment. Anyway, you guys go take a look at it. Let me know if you think it's a fairy or some kind of carnivorous, man-eating monster, or just a regular old wasp. All right, now this next thing that I wanted to talk about really is awesome, because I've never even heard of this place. It's called the Sedlec Ossuary, and it was sent in by Edmundo. Thanks again, man. I really do appreciate you sending this through. Now, this place is really awesome. It says the Sedlec Ossuary is in a small Roman Catholic chapel located between the Cemetery Church of All Saints in a suburb of Kutná Hora in the Czech Republic. The ossuary contains approximately 40,000 to 70,000 human skeletons, which have been artistically arranged to form decorations and furnishings for the chapel. Now, this looks like an awesome place, y'all. Now, I'm going to attach some pictures to this. One of them is a really good detailed picture of this place. It's just awesome. This place is actually really beautiful. It really is. Now, one of them is a 360-degree picture that you can maneuver with your mouse. You can go up, you can go down, you can go to the side. You've got to take a look at the chandelier. The chandelier is awesome. I mean, it really is. It's made out of all these human bones, and there's human bones everywhere. You've got to go take a look at this. I mean, there's quite a few pictures there. Like I said, the one that you'll see, it's going to come up with a really big, like, Google Maps kind of picture, but there's a 360-degree picture of this place that you can maneuver around with your mouse. You can, like I said, you can go up, you can go down, you can go side to side, you can go 360 degrees. And this place is just truly an awesome place that I would love to go visit one day. And it looks just like an old church, but it has all these human bones in it. It has this huge chandelier made out of human bones. It has these big furnishings and decorations, like it said, made out of human bones. And there's not much to the article, but there is a Google video for you to watch. Now, the Google video and some of the pictures are courtesy of the shermanfoundation.blogspot.com. And the large 360-degree spinning picture that I was telling you about is courtesy of prog.360cities.net. Now, if you go visit this, you'll be able to take a look at this place, and it is truly an awesome, truly beautiful place that I would love to go see. Now, the video is going to show you some old, almost black and white, kind of really old pictures. Like, this place has been around for a really long time, but it actually gives you a walkthrough of this place, showing you different, you know, different angles, different pictures. It's kind of creepy. It really is, because you see all these different, you know, things made out of human skeletons arranged, like it said, artistically in all these different ways. It's really quite beautiful, and I would love to go visit this place. And to know that somebody would take the time to not only clean all the bones, but to put them together in this kind of way. I mean, you would have to drill holes in them to be able to link them together. You'd have to clean them. And I don't know if anybody's ever cleaned any animal bones at all, but I'm sure it would be a pretty gruesome task for it to be human bones to clean them, if you know what I mean. Not just the bone itself, but to get it into the form that you could take it. Now, there's a few. Really, I'm watching the video right now, and it's showing these little angels, little almost little baby like angels, which I can't remember what they're called, but they have skulls sitting on their laps. It's crazy, y'all. You got to go take a look at this and let me know what you think. Like I said, the video is really awesome because it shows you some old school footage of this place, and then there's the, like I said, the 360 picture that you can go take a look at, and you can actually slowly examine this place. That is just amazing. It really is. If you look up at the ceiling, you'll see this big circle with like a cross in the middle, and it's all made out of skulls. And this huge chandelier hangs straight down from the middle of that, and it's just awesome. They have candles on the chandelier that are coming out of the tops of the skulls that are on there. And like I said, you guys got to go take a look at it. Let me know what you think, because this place is just truly awesome.
Available now on Podiobooks.com.
In a world where zombies and humans coexist,
if it wasn't for the government, none of this would be happening. We'd all be wiped out, dead and gone, and that's the kind of world I'd rather be living in.
And clones are used for food.
The first time I saw myself being eaten, words cannot describe what was going through my mind.
One man will do the unthinkable.
I'm going to help the next one escape.
And uncover a secret that will change our world forever.
That's insane. Why on earth would you want to do that?
The Zombie Chronicles. The first ever full-length podcast fiction novel by James Meltzer.
Let me tell you something. When you see a 6-foot, 2-inch, 250-pound reanimated corpse come at you wearing nothing but a football helmet and his rotting schlong bouncing from side to side, you run.
Now casting at www.jamesmelzer.net.
Somewhere in the bottomless pit of my memory, the scream is still going.
All right, y'all. Now, this next thing that I wanted to talk about is one of my favorite topics ever, and it's zombies. I love, love, love zombies. Now, I don't know how much you guys love zombies, but me personally, I love them. I even have a shirt that says on the front of it, "I love zombies," because I do. I love them. They're awesome, man. They're just really cool. I love them. I love them. So anyway, wanted to just get into a little bit of it. I posted some links here. Now, I've got a few articles that I wanted to read from for just a minute. And I also have the Zombies Survival and Defense Guide. Now, and some tests for you guys to go take. Now, the first thing that I wanted to talk about is courtesy of randomhouse.com. And I don't know if you guys know anything about Max Brooks. But you got to go watch this video. You really do. You need to go watch it. It's quite interesting. Like I said, from Max Brooks, it's the creator of the Zombie Survival Guide in World War Z. And it says comes a new saga of terror. Now, it's almost like a little, it's not too long. It's maybe a minute, 2 minutes long. And it basically just, it almost is like a cartoon in a way. And it kind of goes through this like comic. But you can order this stuff. Anyway, you guys go take a look at it. Let me know what you think. I'll post a link up to that. But There's a lot more here. There's one article that's courtesy of the zombiesurvivalwiki.com, and it's got videos of when zombies attack. It's got, you know, all kinds of different stuff here that you guys can go take a look at. It's got areas of zombie interest, the zombie survival planning, zombie science, weapons and gear, zombie awareness, protective clothing, zombie movies and videos, zombie games, dress for success, looking for the statement about zombies but not ready to wander the streets with a crowbar and helmet. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff here. You guys go take a look at that and let me know what you think. And like I said, I have some tests that I want you guys to go take. And the reason I'm getting on this zombie kick again, I haven't been in a while, was a lot of you already know by now by some of the promos that I play in the show that I like patiobooks.com. Go there. They got a bunch of great books to listen to. Excuse me. And basically, I found this one video or one book called The Zombie Chronicles. It's really, really good. You guys got to go take a listen to this book. It's in process. It's not finished as of yet, but there's a good 7 or 8, MP3s to download, about 19 chapters, I believe. But anyway, it's called The Zombie Chronicles, and it's just a really good book so far. And it's a kind of a little bit of a different spin on zombies and the way that they're handled. It's just really, really good to listen to. It really got me onto this zombie kick. And the way the guy James Mills, or the guy who is reading the book, writing the book, it's his book. The way that he does it is just, it's really good. It's different than most of the zombie stories that I've read, but he also does it in a good way. I like his attitude. I like his voice. I like the way he presents it. It's really good. And, you know, it's like I said, it's a different spin on it. Basically, I came across a couple of wiki articles, and I just wanted to go through these real quick. One is, like I said, courtesy of Wikipedia. It says, a zombie is a reanimated corpse. Stories of zombies originated in the Afro-Caribbean spiritual belief system of voodoo, which told of people being controlled as workers by a powerful sorcerer. Zombies became a popular device in modern horror fiction, largely because of the success of George A. Romero's 1968 film, Night of the Living Dead. There are several possible etymologies of the word zombie. One possible origin is Zumbi, the West African term for ghost. Another is Nzambi, the Congo word meaning the spirit of a dead person. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the etymology of is from the Louisiana Creole or Haitian Creole, zombie, of Bantu origin. A zombie is a person who is believed to have died and been brought back to life without speech or free will, and it is akin to the Kimbundu or Nzumbu ghost. The words are approximately from 1871. According to the tenets of voodoo, a dead person can be revived by a Bokor or voodoo sorcerer. Zombies remain under the control of the sorcerer since they have no free will of their own. Zombie, or Zombi, is also another name of the voodoo snake god Dambala Widu, of Niger-Congo origin. It is akin to the Congo word Nzambi, which means god. There also exists within the voodoo tradition the zombie astral, which is a human soul that is captured by a sorcerer and is used to enhance the sorcerer's powers. In 1937, while researching folklore in Haiti, Zora Niel Hurston encountered the case of a woman who appeared in a village, and a family claimed she was Felicia Felix's mentor, a relative who had died and been buried in 1907 at the age of 29. Hurston pursued rumors that the affected persons were given powerful drugs, but she was unable to locate individuals willing to offer much information. She wrote down, "What is more, if science ever gets to the bottom of voodoo in Haiti and Africa, it will be found that some important medical secrets, still unknown to medical science, give it its power, rather than gestures of ceremony." Several decades later, Wade Davis, a Harvard ethnobotanist, presented a pharmacological case for zombies in two books, The Serpent and the Rainbow in 1985 and Passage of Darkness, The Enthobiology of the Haitian Zombie in 1988. Davis traveled to Haiti in 1982 and, as a result of his investigations, claimed that a living person could be turned into a zombie by two special powders being entered into the bloodstream, usually through a wound. It's just interesting that the poison can be found in the pus puffer fish. The second powder is composed of dissociatives such as datura. Together, these powders were said to induce a death-like state with which the victim's will would be entirely subject to that of the sorcerer. Symptoms of the poisoning range from numbness and nausea to paralysis, unconsciousness, and death, but not to include a stiff gait or a death-like trance. It's interesting. I love zombies, man. We went to this one haunted house not too long ago for Halloween that they had shirts that said, "I love zombies," and I had to get one. But anyway, it says another link that I posted up is another wiki article. It's the Zombie Survival Guide, and it was published in 2003. It's a tongue-in-cheek survival manner dealing with the fictional potentiality of a zombie attack. Its author, Max Brook, lays out detailed plans for the average citizen to survive a zombie uprising of very varying intensities. Now, there's links there. Like I said, you can scroll down. There's links to World War Z and how to survive a robot uprising, zombie apocalypse, the Zombie Survival Guide website, which is randomhouse.com, which is the zombie survival guide that I will post a link up to it in there. But if anybody's got anything that you like, that you want to talk to, or talk about, please send it in. I'd love to hear about it. But I hate to say, you guys, I'm going to have to wrap this show up. Just running low on time. But if you guys want, please give the show a vote on Podcast Alley. I'd really appreciate it. Or sign the Frapper map or give us a call. Send me an email. The email is at 13skulls@gmail.com. Or if you really feel like it, you can give us a phone call. The phone numbers are 206-338-2205 or 817-986-0019. Now, the music that you're hearing in today's show is courtesy of the IOTA Alliance at the IOTA Promenade. I'll post a link to it so you guys can go take a listen to it. Also wanted to say thanks to Deviant Art for the pictures that I've been posting lately. I've been meaning to give them an audio shout out in the show, but I completely forgot to. Anyway, like I said, I'll post a link to it, to all this stuff in the show notes. You guys can take a look at it. Anyway, if you want, like I said, give me an email, give me a call, anything, doesn't really matter. Guys, I always love hearing from you guys, especially hearing your stories, your feedback, all of it. So anyway, you guys take care. Have a great night, day, week, weekend, whatever it is that you're listening to the show. And as usual, I will talk to you guys again on another day.